You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our broadcast. Jeff Ray, Roy Wright, as we get ready for high school baseball. The Bath County Wildcats taking on the Montgomery County Indians in Owingsville. Bath County the home team, Montgomery the visitors. Tonight, Bath County is celebrating the 1974 Bath County team that won multiple state tournament games. There's a long history of that tournament, and Roy Cable Wright, my cohort, is a member of that team, and we've talked about it some for years and years, and I'm sure we'll talk more about it as the game today goes along. And also, we have invited, and Coach Moore has agreed, Coach Wendell Moore, who was the coach of that 74 team, has agreed to join us here on Press Row and sit in an inning or two, and who knows if we can get headsets big enough to fit Sned's big skull without breaking them into. John Snedeker may sit in with us as well. It is going to be a big day. Bath County hosting Montgomery County in our high school game of the week broadcast. Let's take a minute and hear a word from some of our sponsors. Back in 2 minutes here on High School Baseball on WKCA and WMST.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
This is Andrew Owens with the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Ware Gray Funeral Homes.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For your health care, remember the word local. I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell.
And I'm Lauren Rout Otis, pharmacist and sisters at Family Discount Drugs,
Owingsville's only locally owned and operated pharmacy.
Call us at 674-6979 and let us take care of you to become part of our family.
We offer delivery to all of Bath County, Mount Sterling, and Frenchburg, and our drive-thru makes pickups easy.
Family Discount Drugs, 60 Slade Avenue, Owingsville.
Sisters that take the time to listen and care.
Glad to have you tuned in to high school baseball here from Owingsville, Bath County hosting Montgomery County. We have WMST and WKCA both carrying this games. Let's run through the Montgomery County batting lineup and the Bath County defense. Bath County the home team, Montgomery the visitors. The batting lineup for the Indians, leading off in pitching, is Jace Mays. He'll wear jersey number 7. Ethan Overhauser will play center field. He'll bat second and wear jersey number 2. The shortstop, Jacob Todd, will bat third, wears jersey number 0. Number 24, first baseman Eli Leach, will bat in the cleanup spot. Left fielder wearing jersey number 9 is Braden Doerr, batting in the 5 spot. In the 6 spot is Evan Kofer. He'll wear 34 and play right field. Sam Cooper will catch, wear jersey 5 and bat 7th. The DH, Raymond Hundley, will bat in the 8th spot. He wears jersey 23. And Jamian Kaba will play 3rd base, wear jersey number 17, and bat in the 9th spot. Defensively for Bath County, Brock Donahue will pitch and wear jersey number 7. Jay Smith will catch and wear jersey 2. In the infield, it's number 40, Colton Carpenter at first. Memphis Beadle wears 14 and plays second base. Corbin Sorrell wears 15 and is in the shortstop position. Braden Roos is at third. He wears jersey number 10. Left to right in the outfield is number 8, Clay Manley. 33, Adam Witt in center. And Logan Hiley, number 1, in right. That's the Montgomery County batting lineup. And the Bath County defense, as we get ready for first pitch here in just a minute, Coach Roy Wright is my sidekick. Congratulations, by the way, on the celebration of your 74 team. And we understand that Coach Moore is going to come up and join us some, so all the things that you've led us to believe may be debunked here this afternoon.
Wow, 50 years, Jeff. It's hard to believe it's been that long. The amazing fun that we had, the talented players that we had. Not only could they play baseball, but they were good people, and it was just a special group, and a lot of things went well for us, and, you know, we were within a play or two of maybe winning the whole thing.
Of course, we've talked about it a little bit before, and we'll talk some with Coach Moore here in just a few minutes. The stories of the rain, the region played at Morehead State University, the rain, you finish the region and start the state tournament on the same day. Probably the only, at least that I can imagine, I can't imagine there being any other team that was being put in that situation other than the 74 Wildcat team.
That's unbelievable. And the good thing about that is we didn't have time to get nervous. Mm-hmm. You know, we finished the first game, beat round, I think it was 6-5 in the finals, had a high fire. I think they brought us all a hot dog and a Coke, and we ate that and went back on the field and beat Louisville Trinity. 3-2 in the first round of the state tournament. So kind of an unbelievable, odd situation, but it's what we were dealt, and that's what you got to deal with.
You just have to play the cards you're dealt. Now, Patrick Armitage, current coach of the Bath County Wildcats, mentioned that Montgomery County was involved. Did you all play them? Were they in the regional tournament? You all beat them?
I don't remember.
Maybe I may have misunderstood what Patrick meant as well.
We may have beat them in the district. Coach Moore, I think, has got the original school uh-huh. book. He's made some copies and going to bring that with him when he comes up.
Is it chiseled like in granite, or did you like have pencils and paper?
No, I think it's on paper and pencil.
Okay. No, it's not like on mimeograph. What's the little miniature pictures that you run through the screen at the library? What am I talking about? That miniature thing? Okay, we'll find out when Coach Moore gets up here. Before we go any further, let's do a part of our pregame. Don't forget, during our pregame, we have the Ira Kilburn opening argument. In the postgame, we'll have the Ira Kilburn final verdict. Also in our postgame, the Downtown Athletic Club defensive play or player of the game, the R.L. Caudill Construction offensive play or player of the game, the Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award, and the Schwartz Mowing Unsung Hero. In our pregame, we have the opening argument. Bath County and Montgomery County here. Coach, what is a key that we can lay out for the opening argument for the home team Wildcats to be victorious over the visiting Montgomery County Indians?
I think
what do we have to see?
The best thing today is just get out to the quick lead. You know, I don't know when the last time we played Montgomery. We've been
funny
dragged out a time or two, and we haven't played them that many times in the last few years. But I think it's important to get the lead early and go from there.
This will be the first time in 7 years that we've played, and we've only played 9 times prior to that. Montgomery leads 6-3, and those are the notes I've got from 09 to 17.
Well, that's
all that the KHSAA had on the
website. After they moved Bath County to the 16th mm-hmm. region and the 61st district, you know, of course, we're still just 10 miles away. I don't know why we didn't play. And I know some of those times we've gotten rained out and it's gotten canceled. But it's not near as big a rival as it used to be when we were both in the 40th district and it was us and Montgomery and Clark. And back in the day, 74, I think Mount Sterling still had a team. So I think it was Mount Sterling, Montgomery County, and Clark was in the district with us. And it's not near as big a rival as it used to be. But still, 10 miles down the road, you want to beat them.
Well, and that makes the commute a little easier. It is Bath County and Montgomery County High School Baseball. Let us take another break during our pregame. Back after these words to Bath County and Montgomery County Baseball on WKCA and WMST.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Have you found the home of your dreams, car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Welcome back to our broadcast. Jeff Ray, Roy Wright, glad to have you tuned in. Bath County, Montgomery County High School Baseball. Montgomery County comes into this game 6-18 overall, Bath County 24-9, but don't let the numbers deceive you when it comes to common opponents. Both teams have defeated Nicholas, Paris, and West. Both teams have lost to Estill and Rowan. So don't think this is going to be a cakewalk for the homestanding Wildcats as Montgomery County comes to town. They have had some coaching changes in the Montgomery County dugout. This is the first game for the new coach. When I asked him, I said, hey, tell me about your team, power speed, solid defense, dominant pitching. What have you got? He said, this is my first game as the head coach. He said, if we can throw strikes and if we can catch ground balls, I'm going to be happy. So, now a lot of coaches will tell you that.
Whether it's their first game or their last game.
That's exactly right. They'll try to maybe fake a little bit of a little, I don't know what's going to happen. But with a brand new coaching staff, brand new head coach, we'll see. How about, as we go through again, we'll have the Ira Kilburn final verdict, the Downtown Athletic defensive play or player of the game, R.L. Caudill Construction offensive play or player of the game, the Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award, and the Schwartz Mowing Unsung Hero. We talked a little bit about these two teams. Both of them seem to struggle to score runs, and not that we're expecting a 2-0 or 2-1 game. That may be what we're in for, because Chase Mays is pitching for the Indians. He comes in with a 1.05 ERA, has pitched 20 innings, given up 10 runs, only 3 earned. Only 3 walks and 20 strikeouts. Bath County's Brock Donahue pitching. He's got a 1.79 ERA. He's pitched only 15 innings because he had a little bit of an injury. 2-0 with one save on the year. So it may wind up being a pitcher's duel, a 1-0, 2-1 kind of deal.
Very well could be, and it looks like Mays is 3-1 on the year, so they've won six games. He's won half of them. Donahue, I think we won 2-1 the last game he pitched a complete game against, was it Fleming?
That would be correct, I think. That was that dish.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owingsville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owingsville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Welcome back. Celebrating all things 1974, Bath County hosting Montgomery County. Bath County 1974 team, of which Coach Roy Wright was a member. We got to figure out a way to kind of swell up your part of that team. You were like the dominant offensive threat and threat to steal bases. You were a five-tool player, hit for power, hit for average, speed, vacuum cleaner, glove. What was the others?
I will go ahead and say I wasn't the main factor on that team. We had a lot of seniors that were very, very talented. John Snediger and Jeff Schwartz were their top two pitchers. John probably won 14 games that year. Jeff beat Louisville Trinity in the first round of the state tournament. I think I was 5-0 that year, but I wasn't one of the top. I mean, the top two. But we had a very talented team. We were good from up the middle, the corners, the outfield. We had about 12 or 13 solid players that could win a ball game for you.
So what about the season prior? Well, we'll talk about that here in just a second as we get ready for first pitch from Brock Donahue to Jace Mays. Because what I'm curious is teams like that generally don't just pop up out of nowhere. There's got to be like a little bubble. First pitch swinging popped up on the infield. Shortstop calls and squeezes. One pitch, one out.
If my memory is correct, you know, that was 51 years ago.
Yeah.
We got beat in the semifinals of the region. So, and it was a close game. Coach Moore, I'm sure, could elaborate more on that. But back in that day, you only had eight regions. There wasn't 16. So if you made the state tournament, you were one of the final eight.
So that meant after you won the first state tournament game, you were in the final four?
Yeah. We got beat 8-6, 8-4 in the semis. And the team that beat us went on to win the state.
First pitch to Overhauser, out of the zone, ball one. Out of the zone, ball two. Mays, Overhauser, and Todd do up for Montgomery County. Yeah, we've seen teams recently with like a big bubble of freshmen that are like pretty good. Strike one called. And you watch them develop into sophomores, juniors, and by the time they get seniors, you've got eight or nine seniors that have played a lot for the last 4 years. And in small schools, you've got to take advantage of that bubble. Fly ball into right field. Moving. That ball tailing away from Logan Hiley. Two up, two down.
I first thought that was going to get away from him because it was tailing toward the right field line, but I believe they've switched fielders on us. I believe Hiley's back in the center now. That's a left-hander out there in right field.
So I have Manly Witt. Manly's in left. That's definitely him.
That must be Clay Razor. I think they're DH-ing for him.
We'll see if we can adjust when we come back in, because they've got in the batting lineup. There's a ground ball up the middle. A 1-3 put out. Good job there fielding the position by Donahue. Three up, three down, half an inning complete. Bath County, Montgomery County Baseball, no score. Bottom of the first after this on WKCA and WMST.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Half an inning in the book, no score. Montgomery County goes down 1-2-3 in the top of the first. Bath County will send to the plate Braden Roussis, Brock Donahue, Jay Smith, Isaiah Williams, Corbin Sorrell, Memphis Beadle, Colton Carpenter, Clay Manley, and Logan Hiley. So the defensive change that Coach Wright picked up on Adam Witt is not in the defensive lineup. Logan Hiley, who was originally going to start in left, has moved to center. And Clay Razor is the starting right fielder. So all you scoring at home, and we know there's a bunch of you, can make those changes in your book. Defensively, Jace Mays pitching. Sam Cooper catching. On the infield is Eli Leach, Braylon Lambert, Jacob Todd, and Jamie Nkaba. Braden Doerr, Ethan Overhauser, and Evan Kofer left to right in the outfield. So Roussas starting today at third base.
A little shakeup in the batting lineup today.
A little bit. First pitch, inside fastball, called strike one. We've been talking over the last several games about Isaiah Williams, the DH. He's in the cleanup spot. All he does is get base hits.
Just puts it in play, and he's had several hits here in the recent.
Outside corner, strike two from Jace Mays. Mays 3-1 on the season, comes in with just barely an ERA of one. The two-strike pitch.
Ooh.
I'm not sure where that was, but it was obviously called out of the zone, a ball and two strikes. That pitch looked better than the first one called a strike, but we'll see what happens. The 1-2 to Roussas. There's a line drive over the second baseman's head. That's in the gap for a leadoff single. Coming up with it is the center fielder, Ethan Overhauser. So a two-strike leadoff single. That's what you need your leadoff hitter to do, is take a pitch, punch it into the opposite field, and make your way to first base.
We don't see all the games, but I told you he was one that I look for him to break through at any time. And by him getting to the top of the lineup, he's probably been hitting the ball pretty good.
Comes into this game a 306 batter. First pitch fouled down the first baseline into the Montgomery County bullpen. One strike to pitcher Brock Donahue. On deck catcher Jake Smith. Donahue comes in with a 269 average. Jay Smith, a ballooned 453 out beside his name. Jace has just punished the ball all season long, fouled straight back, strike two.
Six home runs on the season. I think about four of them have been in the last 2 weeks. So,
well, in the game we saw, was it Fleming? He hit a home run and hit another one that was 2 feet short of clearing the fence. It hit the fence about 4 feet up. That one fouled straight back. Count remains two strikes.
Well, Mays looks like he's going to be around the plate today. Looks good, smooth, fairly fast worker, and around the plate.
Well, now, if we've got two fast workers, then my milk and bologna is not going to be put back in the refrigerator. I have 1-2. I don't know if you saw my Facebook post. I celebrated May Day with 4 gallons of milk. I went to the pancake breakfast, and they had extras. They said, "You drink milk, don't you?" I said, "Yeah, man. Yeah, man." Throw back over Roussas easily. Back to first base. So my May Day big get was 4 gallons of Blue Top milk. All I need is a couple pounds of corn, thick slice, and I'm good to go for the rest of the week. Here comes the 1-2.
Oh, what hit?
Catch him on the left shoulder. So a single and a hit batsman.
Good start for Bath County. First two runners reach here in the top of the, or bottom of the first.
And Jay Smith, Bath County catcher, comes into the right-hand box. Montgomery County in their white pants, blue jerseys with red and white trim. Bath County in the gray jerseys with red trim. Red letters. Jace with incredibly high stockings. Makes him look like a NFL defensive back. First pitch curveball in the dirt, ball one.
I believe they've heard of Jace too. He started off with a curveball.
I feel like that if they looked at the KHSAA team stats, they'd go, "Who's that number two?" Jace fouls that one straight back, a ball and a strike.
And that one was right in his wheelhouse.
Yes, it was. Not necessarily needing to park one 350, but if it happens, it happens. Two on, no outs, a single and a hit batsman. That pitch in the dirt, good scoop by Cooper.
And Jace has not just done it this year. He's been solid the last 2 years starting for Bath County. I'm sure he hit close to 400 last year, and I'm sure he was in 300s as a sophomore. So we expected big things out of him.
Yes, sir.
And they're getting them.
Now, the first part of last year, first handful of games, he just couldn't. But he was probably batting 500 the last two-thirds of the season. He was just pulverizing it. Still wound up in the close to 400 range. So a ball and a strike. Two balls and a strike. Two on, no out. Smith at the plate. Roussas at second. Donahue at first for Bath County. Bottom of the first, no score. The 2-1 from Mays. Swung on and missed strike two. That was a dandy pitch right there, just out of the reach of the right-handed batter. Count now even at 2-2. Now with the 2-2, again, no need to crush it. Put one in play. Set the wheels in motion. Out of the zone, ball three. Good eye from Jace. Again, you presume that Jace Mays will try to nibble. He doesn't really want to groove one this early. Here comes the payoff on the 3-2. Popped up
infield fly
to the shortstop. Yep. Infield fly. I was going to say, I heard a couple of drop-its coming from the crowd. Brings up Isaiah Williams, the DH. We'll see if the Indians have scouted Isaiah. Pitch him on the inside half.
I'm going to say not.
Listen, Isaiah has feasted on those outside curveballs, punching them into right field. Second baseman.
Playing right behind the bag.
Lambert.
Kind of holding the runner on.
Kind of straight up the middle. There is a big gap on the right-hand side of the infield. First pitch, fastball at the knees, called strike one. A two strike single from Braden Roussas, a hit batsman in Brock Donahue. That's where we stand. One out. There's a line drive right up the middle. Let's see
what we do.
Coach is not going to send him.
Uh-oh, get back to second, Brock. Get back, Isaiah. Nobody covers first.
I was going to say, everybody's kind of made their ways to the middle. That was hit sharply, but not deep. So the bases are full. Corbin Sorrell, who spent a lot of time at third base over the last few years, at shortstop tonight, would love to see 15 put one in play. Bases full, one out. Roussas at third, Donahue at second, Isaiah Williams at first, and Sorrell at the plate. One out. Bottom of the first, no runs have scored.
That should get around.
There's a fly ball into deep. Right fielder makes the catch. The throw comes to the plate.
All right.
So the Roussas scores. Donahue moves to third. Williams wisely stays put because that throw came into the cutoff man. And
really, almost a dangerous play out there. I don't know. It looked like the center fielder was calling for it, and the right fielder cut in front of him. It could have been a collision. Could have been disastrous. But they do make the play, and Bath County scores a run on the sacrifice fly.
So brings up second baseman Memphis Beadle with Cats on the corners. Beadle, right-hander, jersey 14. There's one off the handles into foul territory. The catcher makes a good play up next to the screen. Bath County scores one run on two hits. They strand two, an inning complete. It is Bath County 1, Montgomery County nothing, top of the second after these words.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
If your truck never leaves the pavement, this message is not for you. Find the ultimate tire for the toughest jobs at major brands. Through May 22nd, purchase four new BF Goodrich HD Terrain TA tires and get an $80 reward card after online submission. BF Goodrich HD Terrain TA tires are designed for heavy-duty pickups. They're engineered for extremes, tuned for torque, and designed to do more. Stop into Major Brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Welcome back to our broadcast. One inning complete. Bath County 1, Montgomery County nothing. Leach, Doerr, and Cofer due up for the Indians. Coach Wendell Moore joins us, coach of that 74 Bath County squad and others, but the 74 team that was honored here tonight. First off, welcome to our broadcast, give us some of your thoughts about that 74 season.
Well, thank you. And first of all, I'd like to thank Patrick and his coaches and group for getting this together. 50 years is a long time. And the only other get-together we had, I think, was 20 years ago, or for the 20th year. And we did that during a football game. But that 74 team, it was a... first of all, a very talented team, and a good bunch of kids, and worked well together, and we played a really tough schedule there. We were in the Mid-State Conference at that time. In fact, we won it that year, and Roy, John Snedeker, and I think Daniel Almahundro were first-team Mid-State players, and that was a really tough league that we played in.
There's a fly ball to center field, backing, camping, squeezing, one up, one down.
Of course, back in the day, you had Scott County, Madison Central, Franklin County. There were no pushovers in that thing.
Lafayette, Madison Central, Estill County, Montgomery County. So there's no pushovers, and there's no pushovers in our district either. And we were a five-team district. And one thing, Jeff, that's different now, at that time there were only eight regions. And we were in the eighth region, and it extended from Winchester to Pikeville.
Oh, mercy. And that makes some significant road trips.
We had some. And during the regional tournament, we would play a game, and then it would rain. We finally got the final.
There's a number to second base. Beetle scoops, throws, good play. Bang, bang. 4-3 put out on Braden Doerr. So Leach flies to center. Doerr ground out to second. Brings up right fielder Evan Cofer. Lots of rain in that region.
Yeah, and we played the finals of the region at Morehead State, where the state tournament was going to be played at 10 o'clock in the morning. And as soon as we finished, our region had to play the first game in the state tournament against Louisville Trinity.
Of course, the finals were supposed to be at Johnson Central, and we got rained. How many times did we get rained out?
Three or four.
There were no cell phones back during that time. We made the trip up there several times and didn't get to play.
Popped up into foul territory down the first baseline. Good job over there by Colton Carpenter on the pop-up to first base. Tell you what, let's do, instead of taking a commercial break, let's just keep Coach Moore right here with us for a little bit and reminisce a little bit. So you drove to Johnson Central and they call the game, you drive back, you go back down, they call it again.
And that's the way it was. And then once we stayed overnight, because we played late, supposed to play the next day, it rained, and the motel had already booked the rooms that we were in, so we had to come to Sayersville and spend the night waiting to play the next day, and it rained, so we came back on home. And then we beat Boyd County.
I'm trying to remember myself.
We beat Boyd County. Then we beat Prestonsburg. And in the 73, Prestonsburg beat us 1-0 in the semifinals of the region on a wild pitch, fastball, whatever. I don't remember how it was scored. They beat us 1-0. And then the next year, we drew to playing them in the semifinals, beat them 1-0. We hit back-to-back doubles. Daniel Omohundro, Jeff Schwartz hit back-to-back doubles. We scored one run. And Prestonsburg was a really, really talented team. They had a big pitcher that pitched for Ashland American Legion. And but we were always prepared for the good pitchers because that's what we saw in the mid-state. And when you play Madison Central, Franklin County, Scott County, Bourbon County, plus we had to play, we always played East Carter. They were always good. Brown County. And brought back a lot of memories just seeing these guys tonight.
Colton Carpenter, Clay Manley, Logan Hiley, 7-8-9 due up in the bottom half of this second inning. Bath County leads Montgomery 1-0. Coach Wendell Moore, our guest, he was the coach of the 74 team that was honored here tonight, head coach of the team. Quite a few players back, other coaches, assistant coaches, and other folks back, and it was good to see everybody.
It was good to see everybody, and I forgot when I sent the information to Patrick, but Daniel Omohundro made All-State Tournament that year, and I forgot to mention it, but I think Steve mentioned it, but so people listening on the radio, Daniel Omohundro was an All-Stater 1974.
2-1, ripped into left field, leadoff single by Carpenter. So we moved to town in 1971. I was 6 years old, just getting ready to turn seven. So my love of baseball started about that same time with the Big Red Machine and followed up and through there. So a lot of those guys off that team, I remember them as a fan of Bath County High School baseball. And those guys were like big leaguers when you're 8, 9 years old.
Yeah, and, you know, at that time, in 73 and 74 both, we hosted the district tournament. And at that time, they let school out.
Yes, sir.
We'd have a couple thousand people there from the schools and then what the other teams brought. And it was really a fun time and a good baseball.
Fielder's choice ground ball to the first baseman. That lets Carpenter move on to second base.
I told Jeff, I said, you know, our team was talented. We could go 1-9. Any of those guys could win the ballgame for us, either hitting or fielding. We were that good.
I've lost my stat sheets. I kept every year, I kept stat sheets and had those on file. And I don't know what I did with them. We had a fire in 1990, and I don't know if that's what happened to him, but that 74 team, every starter hit over 300.
Good grief.
I had a left fielder named Scott Purvis, who's no longer with us, but he probably had more diving catches than
he did.
Yeah, he would lay out and sacrifice his body to make that catch.
You know, I don't know if you would say, is there one thing that that team did better than the other? I think we did them all well. Defense, pitching, and hitting all three.
Yeah. And I was the mind that you play every game to win, and I only played 9 people. My pitcher, first baseman, and right fielder just rotated, and everybody else stayed in the same spot.
1-2 to Logan Hiley out of the zone 2-2. With Carpenter on second and one out. Lots of similarity. I mean, the game of baseball is very simple. You hit the ball, you catch the ball, you throw the ball. It's pretty simple. But it has changed a whole lot in the last 50 years. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Oh, foul tip. They call foul tip. Those arms went out. But still, it's hit the ball, catch the ball, throw the ball. That's about all there is.
Yeah, and we didn't have social media back then, so kids didn't have to worry about what people were saying about them. And there's only one person had to be happy, and that was me. And that's kind of the way it worked. And
no analytics or anything like that goes into it. Just put the big boy at third base and keep feeding him the ball.
And I never thought we were going to lose a game until the last out, because we could come back. One year we beat Lafayette. That was probably 72. We beat Lafayette. We were down 8 runs going in the bottom of the 7th, and we came back and beat them. And then one year we were down to Madison Central, and 2 strikes on the batter, and he had a little flare, kept the rally alive, and we came back and beat them. And
called strike 3 on Logan Hiley. 2 outs now with Carpenter at second and Braden Roussis, who had a leadoff single and scored Bath County's only run in the first. Coach Wendell Moore, our guest here as we broadcast Bath County, Montgomery County, high school baseball, and certainly glad to have you all listening. Glad, hope you're enjoying reliving parts of that 74 season. Every once in a while I tune in Kentucky Sports Radio, and when I hear who's on the line next and they say Wendell, I figure it's probably you. It's either you or Rook's brother, one of the two, failed off. You still pretty active sports-wise? You listen? You play a lot of golf?
I play a lot of golf. In fact, I played today. Didn't have a real good round.
How'd you do?
I didn't have a very good round.
Okay.
We'll just leave it at that. But,
good thing they don't charge by the swing, yeah, I guess.
But I do stay active and feel good and everything. And I'm almost at my high school playing weight.
Fly ball into short center. That's going to land. Carpenter's going to come around and score. So 2 singles for Roussis and an RBI as Colton Carpenter off on contact. Just a little flare that lands
no man's land. Between second baseman, shortstop, and center fielder. All 3 converged but couldn't get to it.
Brings up Brock Donahue, who was hit by a pitch and stranded at third in that first inning. One last question. I'm assuming you can probably go back in your brain and, like, remember play after play after play after play. It seems like a lot of players and coaches can do that. There's a little flare into short right.
That's
going to land right in the middle of nowhere. So back-to-back, hit them where they ain't. Puts runners on the corners.
I probably remember mistakes more than good plays, you know, that might have cost us a run or even cost us a ball game. And on that team, I'd be remiss if I didn't say we had Roy Cable played college ball at Moorhead. John Snedeker played college ball at EKU, and both of them had good careers there. Did anybody else on that team play?
Not that I can think of, but some of them could have,
yeah.
Really. I mean, they were that talented.
Yeah. And then we had several off of that team that played American Legion baseball at Moorhead, and a couple of them, you know, just played on travel. I didn't call them travel teams back then, but teams that played during the week. So it was a good time.
Zane McCarty, the courtesy runner in for pitcher Brock Donahue. So McCarty at first, Roussis at third, and again, the man you want at the plate in a clutch spot with 2 outs and runners in scoring position is catcher Jay Smith, who popped out to short his first time up, first pitch, ball 1.
I told Jeff, I said, we didn't have time to get nervous for that state tournament game because we played round. They give us a hot dog and a Coke and said, 20 minutes, you're all up.
Yeah, and ran us off the field so they could get it ready for the state tournament. We weren't going to start it late.
Ball 1. There's a line drive into center. That is deep center.
Get out of here.
Over the head, 1 hops the fence, 1 run scores, 2 run scores, a 2 RBI double.
Uh-oh.
For Bath County catcher. The throw.
Good hustle.
Down to third base. That's exactly what you expect out of Bath County's Jay Smith. He comes in here with a .453 average. And a 2
RBI
double.
Anybody hit 400 that year? We have anybody hit 400, you reckon, that year? Okay.
Who did?
West Elders.
West did?
Yeah.
He played first base, didn't he?
First base and right field when John pitched.
So Bath County with 3 runs here a leadoff single, a fielder's choice, a strikeout, then a single, and a two RBI double. That's where we stand now with three in for the Cats, four all told here in this second inning. Isaiah Williams, the DH, who singled in that first inning. Did they have DH?
No.
Didn't use it. Everybody batted?
Everybody batted. No reentry.
No speed up.
And no speed up.
So no short game, 10 innings, you played 10 runs, you played 7.
I can't remember if we had the mercy rule or not.
I can't remember that either.
I believe we did. I think one of my wins was against Johnson Central. When I come in, we scored no telling how many runs in the fifth, ended up beating them pretty bad.
Isaiah pops that one up. Back to make the play in short left field is the shortstop. Jacob Todd. Bath County puts three on in this half of the second inning, four total. Coach Moore, thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure to see you, a pleasure to visit with you, and hope many more good seasons to come here for Bath County Baseball.
I do too, and good luck to this group here. They're a good group, 9 seniors. That's a lot of experience, and hopefully they can go a long way in district, region, and make it to the state. This team and the girls softball, they're wanting to get that 30th win to get rid of that 29 that we put up there.
They're aiming for you, aren't they?
I hope one of them gets it, or both of them.
Let's hope so. Two innings completed is Bath County 4, Montgomery County nothing. Top of the third after this on WKCA and WMST.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lake, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, funeral director at 683-2871.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
See ya. What a great time visiting with Bath County head coach Wendell Moore. Bath County leads Montgomery 4-0 after 2. 7-8-9, Sam Cooper, Raymond Hunley, Jamie, and Kaba due up. First pitch out of the zone, ball one.
Bath County, two bloops and a blast. And then in this, Smith gets a big double, and we had two bloop singles that just fell out of the reach of Montgomery County players.
Fouled straight back, a ball and a strike.
And this has to pump these guys up.
Oh, goodness.
County just, you think baseball is not classified, you know, so you're playing all the 5A, 6A schools are all in there with one group for one championship, and we were able to get right there and get beaten in the semifinals, get to the Final Four.
And the team that beat you is the team that won
it.
No pitch counts or anything back in those days. Squares to bunt, bunts through it.
Don't think so, but I think John Snedeker ended up winning 13, 14 games that year. So,
now, am I right? Two balls, two strikes. Sam Cooper at the plate. Here comes the break even from Donahue. Ground ball right back through the middle. Good scoop, good throw. Bang, bang, got him at first.
Good play that time of Sorrell. He had to come up the middle. Kind of got it on the short hop, quick throw, and just nabs Cooper there at first.
So did Sned pitch in the regional championship game and the opening round of the state tournament?
No. He beat Round County in the finals. And then Jeff Schwartz pitched
the first game.
And then John come back and pitched the second game, which was the next day. So he basically pitched a complete game on whatever day it was, Friday
and then
come back on Saturday. So
good curveball drops in there to Raymond Huntley. Strike one. Hun Lee. There's no T in there. I knew I was going to get that wrong. H-U-N-L-E-Y, Hunley. One ball, one strike to Hunley. One out, top of the third. Montgomery at the plate. Bath up 4-0. You know, a lot of those names, again, as I go back through here, as I look through this list, Roy Allwright, Greg Martin, Davy Crockett, Jeff Schwartz, Greg Runner, ground ball foul at third base, Jeff Rogers, Barry Blevins, Steve Calvert, Tim Bailey, John Snediger, Danny Likes, Tommy Heath, Daniel Omohundro, Mark Thomas, Steve Beecraft, yourself, Roy Cable Wright. Those are... I mean,
a lot of good players,
yeah.
And the ones that didn't get to play as much as the starters were still some pretty good players we had on the bench.
You and I kind of jostle back and forth sometimes, but listen, that's kind of a who's who of Bath County baseball.
Well,
there is a lot of talent lined up there. Some of those guys on the ceremonial first pitch, if they had some time left, they might be able to get out there and hit one or two or.
Yeah, some of them
make
were.
A throw, make a play.
And some of us was glad it was just about an 8-foot throw.
Well, I noticed they spread out. There's a check swing pop foul over the first base dugout. Count remains 3-2. I noticed they spread everybody out. They had everybody standing like had so 20 guys or family members for some of the fellas who are not with us anymore. They spread everybody out in case the throw was a little errant. We didn't want to get anybody hurt.
And only threw one at a time.
Low ball four, first walk of the day.
And first base
first
runner.
First base runner,
you
Raymond
know,
Hunley.
I know this is to celebrate Bath County's team, but also during that 70s, Round County made it to the Final Four one year, and Montgomery County made it to the Final Four in the late 70s. So
really?
Three teams here locally made it to the state tournament.
Well, like it says in the Bible, iron sharpens iron. First pitch fouled straight back by Jamie and Kaba, the third baseman.
And somebody with Montgomery County history or Round County history, they could send us information on what year it was and who was the coach and all that.
Well, I know the American Legion teams up Moorhead, Coach Harden and that bunch, just wide ball in the strike. There was a lot of good baseball played up in Moorhead with that American Legion team.
Yes.
One ball, one strike, one out, one on. Hunley, a one-out walk, stands at first base for the Indians. There's a flare that's going to be out of play off the first base dugout.
I had the privilege of playing for Wendell Moore at Bath County, Don Harden for American Legion, and then Steve Hamilton at MSU. So
good
I had three well-thought-of and highly successful coaches that I got to play my years of baseball under.
The 1-2. Ooh-wee, just wide.
I don't like it when the umpire sticks his head around there like.
You know, with that kind of coaching that you had, you should have been all American.
Better,
you should be in the major league in Cooperstown in the Hall of Fame. Two balls, two strikes, one out, one on. Montgomery and Bath. The homestanding Wildcats, 4. The visitors from Montgomery have yet to score. One out in the top half of the third inning. Two balls, two strikes.
There you go. Right on
he
the
called
inside
that
going.
Strike three?
Yep. He didn't like the outside pitches, but he gives him the inside. And I'm not saying he gave him anything. It was just on the black there.
From our angle, it's hard to tell if the batter crowds the plate or where the outside part of the plate is. But listen, that pitch right there.
Umpire sets up on the inside of the catcher, so you might get the inside strike before you will the outside one.
Curveball just misses the inside corner, ball one.
I think the batter tried to stick a knee out and get hit. And
he started out because that curveball started out behind his left shoulder, broke right to the inside corner, and just missed one hopper to the third baseman. Good throw, good stretch.
What?
Hunley stranded as Mays grounds out 5-3. Halfway through the third inning, Bath County leads Montgomery County 4-3 in our Baseball Game of the Week broadcast.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea?
I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Montgomery County has a one-out walk to Raymond Hundley, unable to do anything with it. Bath County pitcher Brock Donahue came out with a strikeout and a ground ball to third base. A good play over there by Braden Roussis. Bath County three, Bath County with one in the first, three in the second. In the third inning, they'll send up 5-6-7, Corbin Sorrell, Memphis Beadle, and Colton Carpenter.
Six hits today for Bath County through two innings. Montgomery has yet to get their first knock of the day.
One walk, the only runner for the Indians. Sorrell, Beadle, Carpenter due up to face Mays in his third inning of work. Swung on and missed, strike one.
Healthy cut.
Yeah, man. Well, listen, we've said it once, we've said it 100 times. Our buddy Corbin Sarl is not going to.
He doesn't get cheated.
No, sir. He's full blast. Strike two, the count on the outside corner. There's a line drive right up the middle.
Oh, man, a good two-strike at bat that time.
Punched one right into center field. Yeah, if you want somebody to take a three-quarter swing, that's not your man right there. If you want somebody that's going to put 150% into every time he grips the bat, that's your man.
The pitcher threw too good a pitch on 0-2.
Beadle, who popped to the catcher his first time up, squares the bunt, fouls it into the screen, strike one. Beadle trying to push that ball to the right side of the infield. Little small ball, try to move Sorrell around. And actually, if you can put that bunt in between the pitcher and the first baseman, make the first baseman runner goes, pop straight up on the infield. Corbin does a quick about face.
Yeah, he was stealing all the way on that one, but had to hustle back.
Yeah, man.
Up to the pitcher.
That looked like a cartoon character slamming the brakes on and the dust skidding out from under his cleats.
Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, man. Brings up Colton Carpenter, who singled and scored the second run of the game, the first of that three-run second. One on, one out. Throw back over. Sorrell dives in.
Last week of regular season here, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Postseason starts next week.
Bath County's got West Carter tomorrow away, Powell at home on Thursday, and Fairview at home on Friday. And then postseason, runner goes, curveball called strike, the throw down.
Missed him.
The ball was there.
Yeah, it was.
But the tag, the swipe tag,
I think if he'd have just took the ball and laid it down,
laid
there,
it on the bag, he might have got
into it. But swipe tag and a good slide by Sorrell gets him in there.
So now Bath County with a runner in scoring position. Carpenter let that curveball go.
Of course, the district
one strike
tomorrow,
the count,
and everybody knows who they play. It's just a matter of what days they play, and are they playing two on Monday, and or one on Monday, one on Tuesday, or whatever.
So the one-strike pitch Another good curveball swung on a miss, strike two.
And I don't think the softballs had their meeting yet either, so.
No, but I talked with Coach Kenny Williams earlier, and he suspicions that their games will be played on Monday. There's a pop-up into foul territory in front of the Montgomery dugout. Good play over there by the catcher, Sam Cooper. He's made two of those, one on Beadle and one on Carpenter.
Had to go a long way because he's right in front of the Montgomery County dugout and runs that one down.
Well, the play he made over here on Beadle was about two-thirds of the way to the Bath County dugout. And as a catcher, you've got a horrible angle on the ball because they're straight up and straight down. As an outfielder or an infielder, you've got a little bit of an angle of the ball coming off the bat. As a catcher, you do not. You are just kind of at the mercy of the good Lord when it comes to those straight up, straight down elevator shaft home runs. But now Cooper's made two good plays.
You know, you're running at, you're worrying about the dugout, the fence, out of play, the coaches.
You're a little bit tangled up with your shin guards knocking. You're throwing your face guard off to the side so you don't trip over that. That pitch just out of the zone to Clay Manley.
You know, Bath has hit a couple of hard balls, but I'm still impressed by Mays. Has had, even though they're behind 4-0, has had a solid game. Looks smooth out there pitching.
There's a little flare into
that
short.
That may fall.
Right field coming in to make the play in left is Braden Doerr. Bath County gets the leadoff single and stolen base from Corbin Sorrell. Can't do anything with it. Three innings complete. Bath County High School Baseball hosting Montgomery County. It's the Cats 4, the Indians nothing. Top of the fourth after these words. Stay tuned.
The unsung hero of the game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Three complete in our high school game of the week broadcast. Bath County hosting Montgomery County in this border rival. First time they played in 7 years. 10 times all totaled. Montgomery leads Bath 6-3 in the series since 2009. There's a big looping curveball in strike one. First time in 7 years these two have played. Maybe they can kind of reestablish a game 1-1.
Well, sometimes in your scheduling, sometimes head coaches don't get along and they've had a problem in the past. I don't think Coach Armitage or this coaching staff had, but I think in the past they may have didn't see eye to eye on a couple of things and they decided, well, we just won't play.
Well, and sometimes no news is good news if you think there's going to be trouble. 2-1 the count now to Overhauser. Overhauser, Todd, and Leach, 2-3-4, due up from Montgomery. Just high ball 3-1.
Brock, one walk on the day, no strikeouts. All Montgomery's 9 outs if they put the ball in play, but Bath has made the plays.
Time called. Oh, my goodness, he called timeout and was giving it in the motion. Hoo-wee. 3-1.
All based on one thing, whether the umpire wants you to have it or not.
That's exactly right. It's not my call. Strike two at the knees counts full. Listen, my opinion mounts to a bucket of warm spit. The man behind the plate's the one that rules the game, not me. Counts full. Overhauser popped it up.
It may be playable. It
straight
is right
up behind the plate. Jay Smith with the catch in foul territory. And that was literally straight up and straight down. So where Jay stands behind the plate in the catching position.
He didn't move 2 or 3 feet to catch that one.
He circled around where he caught it was about one step away. One up, one down brings up Jacob Todd. Grounded out to the pitcher in that first inning. There's a foul ball behind the plate. That's going to land in the bleachers. Everybody covering their head. Listen, that ball coming right down on you when you're in the stands like this, covering your head's not the answer. It's scooting out of the way or getting next to a great big man, so it'll hit off him. Save me, save me. One strike to count to Jacob Todd with Eli Leach on deck. Time called but not given. That pitch slipped out of the hands of Bath County pitcher Brock Donahue. One ball, one strike. That was just more of a little flip your right hand up attempt to call time. Fastball snaps into the glove.
Brock's got good velocity tonight, and he's popping that mitt, hitting that outside corner.
One ball, two strikes. Donahue to Todd. Righty versus righty. That curveball does not break. Well, I mean, it broke, but it wasn't anywhere near
the strike zone.
The zone. Yeah. Started out way out of the zone, ended up way out of the zone, 2-2 with one out. There's a flare that's going to wind up behind the Montgomery County dugout. We'll reset the 2-2.
You know, both teams got pretty good fan support today.
Montgomery County's
brought quite a few over here today to Owingsville, and Bath County has had good support the whole year. I think a few more came tonight because of the celebration.
Now, some of your teammates, though, apparently passed their bedtime. They scooted out early.
Well,
either that or they maybe tore a rotator cuff throwing that ceremonial first pitch. Curveball misses again inside. Counts full.
We're not any young pups.
No whippersnappers in the crowd.
Mm-mm.
Time called again late.
We're about to the age of you stay up late. You better have had a nap during the day.
You know, let me tell you the trouble with that. Let me see what Big Sweet. Okay. Big Sweet said he had to go. Miss Cindy waiting for him. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Here's the dilemma. After church on every Sunday, I take a nap. My wife knows that. She was out yesterday. Went to go visit her mother just for a minute, and then was like, well, let's meet. We'll go out and eat, whatever kind of thing. I said, all right, well, just call me whenever you and Granny get done, and I'll be sitting here on the sofa. Well, I fell asleep hard. My son said I was snoring hard. Missed the text message. My wife texted me from the restaurant. Where are you at? I said, well, I'm waiting. She called me because I missed the text message because I was sound asleep. Called me and said, where are you at? I said, well, I'm sitting on the sofa waiting for you to call. There's a base hit right in the hole between short and third.
First hit of the day.
Single.
First hit of the day for Montgomery County. Leach hits a good line drive there between short and third.
Leach comes in a 348 batter in that cleanup spot. So anyway, she was not particularly pleased that I was not at the restaurant when she pulled in. But I told her, I said, what do I always do after church on every Sunday? About 1:30 or 2, I wind up, and I don't mean to fall hard asleep, but I just do. First pitch.
Did you have time to go to the restaurant or not?
Well, I got there. Oh, no, I got there and we ate, and I ate like a pig, like I generally do. But they had already, my wife, my mother-in-law, and my brother-in-law were already there, and I think they were about halfway done, so I had like just hold my plate up to my chin and just kind of shovel it in. There's a chopper to second base. Flip for the force. So Doar hits into a fielder's choice. And Leach out on the 4-6 fielder's choice. First base hit of the game. 4-0 in this fourth inning. Bath County leads Montgomery 4-0, bottom of the fourth after these words. Stay tuned. High school baseball continues.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
For a limited time, enjoy a tasty bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, a savory sausage McMuffin, a sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for $1.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
I'm saying, we had our best lineup, John pitching. It was Greg, Roy Allen, me.
3.5 innings complete, Jeff Ray, Roy Wright, reminiscing about the 74 season. So let's go through the 74. I mean, I'll put you on the spot, because I know some guys shuffle around. So let's just say, for instance, Sned's pitching. What's the rest of the other eight defense?
Arnold Rogers was catcher.
Uh-huh. Arnold
Jeff,
called a lot.
Jeff Schwartz was at first.
Uh-huh.
I was at second. Roy Allen Wright was a shortstop. Greg Runner, third base, and the outfield was Scott Purvis in left, Daniel Almohandro in the center, and Wes Otis in right. But, I mean, we had other players that could play that went in there. Steve Beecraft was just as good a catcher as you'll find. You know, sometimes Jeff pitching, you know, Wes came in and played first, and we had somebody else out in right. Danny Likes was a good infielder. He played some second. Especially if I was pitching, you know, Steve Calvert was a pitcher, Tommy Heath was a pitcher, pretty much pitcher only at that time. We just had a lot of good players on that team.
9-1-2 due up for Bath County. Hiley Roussis Donahue, as we celebrate the 74 state tournament team, Bath County High School 1974. If you follow Bath County baseball, or at least follow the broadcast that Roy and I do, you've heard several of the stories, swung on and missed, strike two, about the rain delays, rain. Finally played the regional finals in Moorhead.
You know, it was close to 2 weeks of rain out.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
did you all practice any in between to try to stay, keep the rust off?
You couldn't get out? You couldn't get out. It was so wet.
Called strike three on the outside corner.
You know, or we'd spend the whole day going up there and going
on a bus
back
to Johnson Central and back. And you'd get up there and you go, well, it's supposed to quit raining. You'll set and set and set. Wind up coming back home not playing.
You know, forecasts were not as openly. Uh-huh. You could get those back in the old day. No cell phones to tell us, boys, turn around, it's raining. I'd be surprised if somebody let us know exactly how many trips we made up there.
Braden Roos is two singles, two runs scored, and an RBI. There's a ground ball to first base. The flip to the pitcher.
Good play.
Yes, sir. Bang, bang. Good job by Leach. Flip to Mays. Two up, two down. Brings up Brock Donahue. Hit by a pitch, stranded at third. Singled and scored a run in that three-run second.
And why I'm saying, why is that a good play? Because the fielder is trying to throw the ball and lead the pitcher. He's trying to catch the ball, step on the base, and avoid the guy running into first base. So a lot of things can go wrong in that situation, but those two made it look easy.
Inside curveball called strike one. Foul tipped on that pitch at the knees, strike two.
I think they've changed pitchers, Jeff. They didn't let us know that. Number 34 is pitching now.
Swung on a miss, strike three. 34.
Is that Colfer?
That is Evan Colfer.
So the right fielder has come in to pitch, but he makes quick work of Bath County.
Yeah, he does. In the Bath County half of the fourth, no runs, no hits, no errors, two strikeouts by Colfer. Headed to the top of the fifth, the score. Bath County is leading 4-0 over Montgomery County. Back with the fifth inning after these words.
It's a backyard event going on now at your Bath County Ace Hardware Store. Great prices on grills, Weber, Traeger, and that big green egg. Don't forget that wonderful assortment of grills, spices, and rubs for the perfect cookout. Your yard will be perfect, too, if you select Scott's Lawn and Garden Improvements. Get everything for the season. Garden soil, fertilizer, weed, and feed, plus the tools to get it all done. Located on Water Street in Owensville, Ace Hardware is celebrating 100 years of helpful.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This is Chairman Carney. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at Dutch'sAuto.com.
Did not catch that pitching change, but Evan Colfer comes in from right field. After Mays, Jace Mays, went three innings, allowed four earned runs, seven hits, one hit batsman, and one strikeout. Colfer, he's pitched a lot of innings this year. 28 innings, 41 hits, 30 runs.
Most innings of any pitcher in Montgomery County, so... If he's not their ace, he's one of their top two or three.
Colfer and Kaba. Colfer with 28 innings. Kaba, 26 innings. Todd with 25. Mays with 20 innings. Stubblefield, 15. And Cremens, 13. We are presuming that Mays and Colfer just switched positions, but we'll find out when the Indians come back in the top half of the fifth inning. As far as their defensive, they're swung on and pulled foul.
Not a chance.
Down the third base line.
No,
that winds up over in the playground. Two balls, two strikes to Colfer. So Colfer, Cooper, and Hundley do up. Colfer popped to first base in foul territory his first time up. Bath County, four runs on seven hits. Montgomery County, no runs on one hit. Here comes the 2-2 from Donahue to Colfer. Righty versus righty. Curveball drops in there, swung on and missed, strike three. Good pitch.
Maybe the best curve he's thrown today.
In that last inning, in the fourth, I'm not going to say he lost his curveball, but there were several efforts to throw a curveball.
Kind of either held on to it too long or something. But
there's one off the handle. That's going to land right over the screen. That smells like a ballpark Frank down there. That's one of them good big hot dogs. Pitch in the dirt, a ball and a strike. I'm just surprised Steve made it four innings without having lunch brought this way. Did he have lunch brought to him in the dugout or anything, Roy, when that 74 team? Piece of cake and two hot dogs? Listen, that right there is a breakfast of champions. Fouled at the plate, a ball and two strikes. Donahue versus Cooper in this top half of the fifth inning. Montgomery at the plate, down four. Low and away, 2-2. Donahue, pretty good zip. We talked about it a little bit, Roy. He didn't pitch as much as Patrick maybe wanted him, hoped, expected, with a little bit of arm trouble.
He has come back with a flourish.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You have to kind of bring him along. You don't want to gamble. Just low, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one out, nobody on.
Just throw a strike here, Brock. Make him swing a bat.
Bath County, four runs on seven hits. Montgomery, no runs on one hit.
There you go.
There's a ground ball in the hole. Diving, but unable to come up with it. A one-out single. under the glove of course shortstop Corbin Searle. Even if he'd knocked it down, he wouldn't have had a chance to throw him out. Corbin just wanted to get that uniform dirty. Raymond Hundley, the DH up next, drew a one-out walk in the third. So you've got Cooper at first, Hundley at the plate. I was looking down. I don't guess they put a courtesy runner in for the catcher. Doesn't look like it. Donahue and Hundley. Fastball just wide, ball one to the right-hand hitting DH. Jamie and Kaba on deck, 0 for 1. I thought for a minute that was the Cincinnati C on the back of that Montgomery County helmet, but it is not. 1 and 1. Curveball drops in there. That's a logo, but it reminded me of that city.
It does. It does look like
a little bit.
But it's peeled in on the other side.
Yes, sir. One ball, one strike. One out, one on. Runner goes. Ground ball to second.
Get you out of first.
Beetle scoops and flips.
Good job.
Good job. You're up four. Get that second out.
And that was a good piece of hitting that
yes,
time.
Yes, it was.
Hundley, it was a hit and run. He hit it where you're supposed to. Beetle did not have the steal, have responsibility over in second, so he was able to get in the hole and make the play and get the out.
Beetle had faded a little bit towards second base, but came up that ground ball, made a good solid throw. Hundley did his job to move the runner to second base. Now with two outs, Kaba at the plate. Just high on that pitch, ball one. That looked like it had a little movement on it, but it also had a little snap in the mitt. Not sure if it was some kind of slider or some kind of movement on a fastball. Inside ball two.
Yeah, he's throwing another pitch or two tonight that I'm not exactly sure what it was because it was hard, but it still had a break to it.
It had a little motion. If we just knew who was calling the pitches, fouled at the plate. Two balls, one strike, two out.
Maybe experimenting with another type of pitch or just the way he's released it, it's been had a little bit of break to it.
Well, and generally speaking, a fastball is not going to be pencil straight called strike two at the knees. If it is, that baby's batting practice.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to move some or you're just going to get brutalized as a pitcher. Two balls, two strikes, two out, one on. There's a fly ball into center field.
Come and get it.
Hiley makes the catch.
Don't worry about it when he's out there.
Yes, sir. Montgomery County, their second base hit of the game. No runs have crossed. No runs on two hits. Bath County leads 4-0. Bottom of the fifth after these words. Stay tuned.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owensville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owensville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You asked for it, you got it. We've got the answer to the Montgomery County defensive changes. So when in the fourth inning, when Evan Kofer came in from right field to pitch, pitcher Jace Mays moved to third. Third baseman Jamie and Kaba moved to right, so just a three-man switch. We have to do that early because if those fellas get far away with these bifocals, a little tough sledding. Chase Smith, Isaiah Williams, Corbin Searle due up for the Cats. Bath County up four over the visitors from Montgomery County.
Smith, a two-run double in the three-run second inning for Bath.
That pitch led her high, one ball, one strike. Smith popped to short his first time up, a towering infield pop-up, and then that double. There's a rip into the glove.
Oh, man, what a play.
Of the third baseman. Good play there by Mays.
Almost ball was behind him when he caught it. Well hit ball and well played in the field.
Those are the kind you need to catch in your web, because if you catch them in the palm of your hand, it's going to be 3 days before you get the feeling back. Isaiah Williams takes that pitch out of the zone, ball one.
Well, Mays looks like a good athlete.
Yeah, man.
Started out on the mound and makes a good play there at third.
Low ball two to Isaiah Williams, who also hit a pop-up in the short left field that the shortstop Jacob Todd made the play on. That pitch in tight.
Williams ducks right under it.
Uh-huh. Bends at the waist and lets it go past him, as they say in the movies, just a bit inside. 3-0 the count to Isaiah.
Bob Uecker.
Uh-huh.
A Uecker-ism.
Front row. That curveball stays in tight. Ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Isaiah Williams brings up Bath County shortstop Corbin Sorrell.
So the district baseball is at Fleming. Is the district softball at Fleming?
I am not certain.
I haven't heard anybody really say about that.
I know they shuffle them around.
Used to be they kept them both at the same place the same year, and then sometimes somebody doesn't want to host and it gets all mixed up.
First pitch wide. Good job there by Cooper.
Of course, Montgomery County is in with Paris, Bourbon, and Clark County. And Bourbon and Clark, I think, are the one and two seeds. I'm not sure which Montgomery is three or four or Paris three or four.
Foul tipped into the mitt. A ball and a strike to Corbin Sorrell. Hit a sacrifice fly to right field in that first inning. Singled, stole second in the third. There's a pop-up that's going to be in
somebody
the bleachers.
Duck.
Uh-huh. Everybody grimacing. Let's see. Don't need any medical help, so we're good to go. Count remains a ball and two strikes, one on, one out. Bath County 4, Montgomery County nothing. One out, bottom of the fifth. Bath County leading. Bath County at the plate. Corbin Sorrell calls time. Is granted time. Kofor steps off.
Sorrell's hit came on the 0-2 pitch as he lines it up the middle.
Sorrell back in. Kofor on the hill, fouls it straight back in the screen. A lot of little motions. We were talking a little while ago about Mays. I appreciate the fact that he took his glove hand. You can't see it on the radio. But before he pitched, he'd flip his glove hand down. A little shoulder shrug and things like that. Another pitch fouled straight back from Kofor. Wiggles that hat, Bill. Steps up on the mound, kind of walks with his shoulder swaying back and forth. A lot of fun little things that you can see watching a baseball game when you think nothing's going on. Another 1-2. That stays tight.
Don't know how it missed
2-2. Didn't by much. That's one of those close shave pitches. That's why they put that little extra on the bottom of the earpiece to cover that chin. Here comes the 2-2. Another pitch fouled into the bleachers. That one landed in the aluminum. Used to, they'd give you a soft drink if you brought it back to the concession stand.
Sucker or something.
Something. We would always pick soft drinks, and they'd say, what do you want? What? And we'd say, just put a little bit of everything. Called them suicides when you're young and dumb. Swung on and missed strike three. A good pitch on the outside corner. Corbin cannot catch up to it. Two down now brings up Memphis Beadle, who popped to the catcher, popped up to the pitcher, 0 for 2. Beadle's made a couple of good defensive plays. like to see him punch one out there and get the stick going on the offensive side. Swings on an inside fastball, strike one, right on the handles. Kofor showing pretty good stuff.
Pretty good control and pretty good velocity.
One strike, the count to Beadle. High 1-1. Three strikeouts in an inning and two-thirds so far for Evan Kofor. Came on after Mays went three. There's a nubber off the handle. It's going to land over by the Moco dugout. 1-2 with two outs.
Beautiful day.
Right on the money, isn't it?
You know, it seems to me like the spring weather this time has not been as wet and as cold as we've had in the past.
Well, talk to my buddies trying to grow alfalfa. They will disagree with you.
Okay.
Called strike two. Now, that being said, if you're growing regular hay, if you're growing cow hay, it's not been a bad year. If you're growing horse hay, need for it to dry up a little bit. Let them get out and cut it, the 2-2. There's a line shot.
It's going to fall.
That's going to be in the right center gap. A two-out base hit from Memphis Beadle brings up Colton Carpenter. Williams moves to second base. Beadle at first with a two-out single. So a line drive smoked into the glove of Jace Mays. And Isaiah Williams walk, a strikeout, and a single from Beadle. That's where we stand here in this fifth inning, 2-on, 2-out. Bath County up 4-0 over the visitors from Montgomery County. Colton Carpenter steps in. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored in the first. Pop up to the catcher in the third. The Indian coaching staff and infield gather up on the mound. Two outs, 2-on. Carpenter, a pretty good contact hitter. We'll see if he can keep the momentum going for Bath County. Montgomery, when they come back to bat in the top half of the sixth, they're in the top of the order with May, Overhauser, and Todd. Hope battle back down four on this trip to Owingsville. What a great day to honor this 74 team. Again, if you follow Bath County baseball, some of these names on that 74 squad are dandies, plus a couple extras maybe that aren't, but we won't call anybody out in particular. 2-on, 2-out. Carpenter. Oh, my goodness. Carpenter called time and the ump gave it to him. Oh, my heavens. I'm not sure if Kofor's foot was off the ground, but if it wasn't, it wasn't by much.
Well, this umpire's given it two or three times
tonight. Yes,
so.
Sir. One for each team.
There's stay fair. No.
Just foul. A line drive over the third baseman's head. Lands about 2 feet foul. Carpenter out in front of that off-speed pitch. Waiting for a baseball. There you go.
What did he do with that one? Did it go underneath the fence, maybe?
I don't know. There we go. One of the coaching staff in red had it, but I couldn't see which one. So one strike now, the count to Carpenter with Williams at second, Beadle at first. Two out, bottom of the fifth.
High and
inside
tight.
1-1. Little chin music. Certainly a good thing. We've talked about changes in the game of baseball. That little extra flap. There's a ground ball foul to the Bath County dugout, a ball and two. That little flap in front of the chin, in front of the jaw. A welcome addition if you've ever had them come in tight on you like that. One ball, two strikes. Carpenter back in the right-hand box.
That's good to get
that's
a run.
Fair.
That's fair. Come on in
Isaiah's
here.
Isaiah's going to score.
Don't get thrown out of third.
He's going to come into third, head
all
first.
Right.
That one laced right down the third baseline. Williams scores. Beadle head first in at third. Good hustle from both those guys.
Big run that time.
Listen, that's five. A big run. We mention it every once in a while. There is no such thing as a five-run play, but there is such thing as a four-run play. So
I was just afraid,
extra insurance.
I was just afraid Beadle would get thrown out third and maybe before the run scored, but he was in there a lot easier than I thought it was going to be.
Clay Manley hit into a three unassisted fielder's choice and a fly ball to left field. 0-for-2 with runners at second and third. Two outs out of the zone, ball one.
And one of the old do's and don'ts in baseball is never make the first or third out at third base.
Yes, sir.
One, if you make the first out there, you're already in scoring position with nobody out at second. If you make the last out, you're at scoring position. So
that pitch fouled back into the softball field. A ball and a strike to Clay Manley with Logan Hiley on deck. Yep, you don't want to run yourself out of an inning.
No.
A little mojo is in the Cats' favor right now. Out of the zone, 2-1 to the left-handed hitting left fielder, Clay Manley. Bath County historically very aggressive on the base paths under Coach Patrick Armitage. Blessed with pretty good speed out of the zone, ball three. 3-1 now to Manley with Logan Hiley on deck. So one in, runners now at second and third.
And Logan's been one of the hotter hitters for Bath County here in these last couple weeks of the season.
Except for today. We need him to get the bat going. There's a pitch that
skips in. Come on, get in there.
Beadle scores. Both runners advance. That pitch, I'm not sure if it hit the catcher's foot or it just hit in the dirt, but bounced
way high,
way up there. Ball four.
Didn't go that far away from the catcher, but Beadle was on his toes and got a clean break and scored easily.
Carpenter moves to third. Manley down at first with a base on balls.
Hiley
0-for-2 today. Let's see him wake the sticks up. Logan starting center fielder for the Cats today. One of those multi-position players, infield, outfield, wherever you need him. First pitch swung on and missed. The throw down to second.
Safe.
The old double steal, triple steal.
All right.
So let me recap what happened. So Clay Manley took off for second base. The throw from Cooper. Todd came in front of second base to cut it off, throw it back to Todd, but by then, Carpenter was able to score on a close play.
The old double steal.
And then Manley moved to third.
Montgomery County did it right, other than they just didn't get the out. The shortstop came up to take the throw short of the bag and try to get the runner coming home. It was bang, bang, but he slid underneath of him.
And while all that was going on, Manley moves to third. Hiley squares to bunt, pulls the bat back.
Three big runs here for Bath County in the bottom of the sixth or fifth.
That pitch called strike two.
Looked a little high, but
2-2, I believe. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, I believe the count's 2-2. Hiley at the plate. Swung on a miss, strike three. Montgomery County does plate three runs two hits. I'm sorry, Bath County. Three runs on two hits. The Cats 7, the Indians nothing. Top of the 6 after these words. Stay tuned.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats.
About your partner. Welcome back to our broadcast. Jeff Ray, Roy Wright, Bath County, Montgomery County Baseball honoring 1974. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy. All the music from 74. A roadblock up on the clover leaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah. Gratefully, that was a song we could talk our way through and not try to harmonize. Bath County, 1-1, 3-2, scoreless in the 3rd and 4th, 3 more biggins. They're in that 5th inning, so it's up 7. Montgomery County, no runs on 2 hits. Bath County, 7 runs on 9 hits. Top of the 6th, it is Mays, Overhauser, and Todd do up.
Number 6, pinch hitting.
Carter Stubblefield. Yep. Let's look at his stats here and see what we can see. 241. Sorry, that's wrong. 286 for Stubblefield in the season. We'll see if he is a substitute or just a batter. All right, they've called the varsity in to fix the scoreboard. Bath County up 7. There's a little flare into short center.
Oh, good effort by Beal.
Just out of the glove. That's another one of those little flares that hit them where they ain't. Stubblefield, a leadoff single. Carter Stubblefield. I better write down his first name, or I'll call him Nathan Stubblefield. Nathan Stubblefield is a Western Kentucky engineer that developed wireless communication.
You know what,
there's a hit batsman from Overhauser. A lot of people don't know Nathan Stubblefield. A lot of people don't know Marconi either. Marconi gets granted for the invention of radio. But Stubblefield, what he did was he drove metal pegs in the ground and was able to transmit voice from one metal peg to the other through the ground a lot of the way that AM radio does now. So Stubblefield, for those of us who are radio junkies, might know the name Stubblefield. Squares to bunt, low and away, ball two.
Montgomery's first real threat of the day. First two runners get on here in the 6th. Nice and easy, Brock.
It may be that Carter Stubblefield is kin to Nathan, ball three.
I don't have pitching totals, but I'm sure he's up there in the 80 pitch range.
That pitch just out of the zone, ball three. So Jacob Todd, who hit a ground ball to the pitcher and struck out 0 for 2. Montgomery County, first two runners in this 6th inning. On base with no outs. Stubblefield a single to center field. Overhauser, a hit batsman. Inside ball four.
It's probably going to bring out a visit from one of the Bath County coaches.
Base is full. Pitching coach Cable Wright. I always watch to see if they make it a point to step on the line or not. He didn't even look down. I guess he is not superstitious enough to skip over stepping on the line. Either that or he just knew where he was at.
I wouldn't step on it.
Huh?
I wouldn't step on it, coaching.
No, listen, I can't say that I'm incredibly superstitious, but I've got several superstitions that I follow. I mean, I don't like necessarily put on the same sock first and the other sock second, or put on the left shoe first and the right shoe second, or anything like that. But in my horribly short and horribly just horribly talented baseball career, I had a lot of things that I did over and over. Maybe I should have changed them up. As poor of a player as I was, maybe I should have changed up some things. Maybe I should have tromped a chalk all the way up the baseline. Maybe I should have worn my socks inside out, or maybe I should have washed my jersey more often than I did.
I think stepping on the line is a superstition most players have, whether it's coaching or playing.
Leach, one for two, a fly ball to center, and a single in the fourth. Steps in, bases full, nobody out.
Need an out badly.
That is a bright orange baseball bat. Called strike one to Leach. That baby glows like a Halloween pumpkin. One strike. The infield at regular depth. Maybe Carpenter's in just a little at first. Curveball stays out of the zone, one and one. Again, the Cats up seven. You don't want to give that goose egg up. But again, if the middle infielders can turn two, fastball on the inside corner, Leach maybe doesn't like the call. Steps out, half a swing, steps back in. Listen, that inside corner, it appears wide all night long. There's a ground ball in the hole between first and second. One run scores, two run scores. There's going to be runners on the corners and nobody out. So Stubblefield scores, Overhauser scores, Todd winds up at third, and Leach at first.
Boy, those three bats scored in the bottom of the fifth. Big
awfully
now.
Awfully big. 7-2 now the score. Runners on the corner, still no out with Braden Doerr.
Need an out somewhere. Just find an out.
Doerr 0 for 1 with a ground out to second and a fielder's choice. Takes the first pitch out of the zone, ball one. Doerr and then Kofer.
Rocks on deck. Here is around 80 pitches, give or take a couple. So not really
not
over.
Awful.
Yeah.
Low and away, ball two.
But he's been behind most of the hitters here in this inning.
Even an inning or two early in the game didn't do him any damage. But not many first pitch strikes. Ball three. Doerr at the plate. Kofer on deck. Todd at third.
This may be his last batter if he doesn't get him.
Leach at first after a two RBI single.
Good strike.
3-1. If you're Doerr, 3-1, struggling pitcher, pick a zone, pick a pitch. If it's there, swing. If not, wait again. There's a fly ball into right field. Please charging do. Hard.
Oh, it
unable
gets by
to make up the catch. One runner's going to score, and that's all. So Todd comes in. Leach could only go halfway.
He had to
winds
wait
up
to see
at third.
If the ball was going to be caught. And
Doerr
almost caught him there. Well, he actually did catch him at second base. So
three in, runners at second and third. Going to be a pitching change. Let's see what happens. Let's take a break, hear a word from a few of our sponsors. Montgomery County scored three in their half of the sixth inning. 7-3 our score right now. Back after these words. Stay tuned.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lake? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lake, across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Pitching change for Bath County. Roussas comes in from third base.
Donahue goes to short. Sorrell to third.
Yep, so we'll, again, for all of you scoring at home, and we know there's a bunch.
Bath County still a four-run lead, so just need to get an out somewhere. Even if these two runs score and you can go to the next inning, you're still up two runs.
Donahue at short, Roussas on the heel. Fastball on the outside corner, called strike one. Montgomery, not much in the way of offense prior to this sixth inning. A single, a hit batsman, a walk, a single, a double. Curveball swung on a missed, strike two by Kofer. Bath County certainly needs that first out, but then they also need that second and third before any more damage is done. 7-3 the score. You need to get one. Here's the two-strike pitch from Roussas. Fouled back into the bleachers. Count remains two strikes. Roussas comes in. 40 innings pitched, a 1.74 ERA, giving up 37 hits, 17 runs, 10 earned, 26 walks, and 53 strikeouts for the big long right-hander.
Should be caught.
Good job by Bath County catcher Jay Smith to call everybody off. That's a big out right there,
big
Coach.
Yeah. Yeah, if Bath can hold them right here and get out of this with no more damage,
that's a win.
Long way for winning the ball game.
That is a win when you've got first five guys get on base, three runs score, runner at second, third, and you put the cork in the hole. First pitch out of the zone, ball one. That is a win to not give up anymore. Ball one, now the count to Cooper. One for two with the ground out to short. And a single in the fifth. Fouls that one off, one and one. On deck, Raymond Hundley.
And Bass County should be thinking any kind of ground ball, let's go to first and get the out. Because if you throw it home, you got to make a good throw and catch it and put the tag on.
And from a catcher's point of view, again, Jace is an outstanding defensive catcher.
Oh, Lordy.
Oh, mercy. The throw down.
Oh, yeah, we got interference, I think, here at home. Let's see what they do.
They're going to send him back. Let's see what happens. The throw down, do they call runner interference and send everybody back? Okay. Wow. The Montgomery County faithful do not like that. Oh, no, they're calling interference on the batter. That's my bad. I was going to say, surely they didn't call interference on the runner.
But if there's interference on the batter, I'm thinking there should be an out, but I'm not 100% sure how the rule stands there.
Well, the batter is not obligated to get out of the way, though.
Unless he hit him on the backswing.
That could be it, because the umpire there a minute ago used his left hand to touch.
He was showing
his wrist or something, so it makes me wonder if the swing did not make contact with the catcher. Anyway, back to where we were. Two balls, two strikes. Cooper at the plate. Leach at third.
What's the strike?
Door at second.
Oh, good pitch.
Inside corner, swung and missed. Strike three, two up.
He was expecting a curveball, and Braden threw a fastball right in on his hands, and couldn't do anything with it.
Brings up the DH, Raymond Hundley. 0 for 1 with a walk in the third, a ground ball to second in the fifth.
Big at bat for Montgomery County. Big defensive play for Bath County right here. Three in, two outs, two on. There's a curveball, drops in there, strike one to Hundley. That curveball had a loop of a break in it. Good to see that first pitch strike. Hundley hit to right side to Beadle last time up. Fastball high, one and one. That had to be interference on the batter, the more I think about it. That the swing had to come around. 1-1 pitch out of the zone, ball two.
I'm thinking if he interferes, it makes that guy out, but I'm not sure.
Makes the batter out or the runner?
The runner. That's what I'm thinking. Or the batter. I'm thinking one of them should have been out, but.
Time called. Hundley steps out.
We'll find that answer out.
We've got our crack staff searching Wikipedia as we speak. Fouled straight back. Good curveball. 2-2. So Kaba on deck wants his shot with runners at second and third. Hundley, good job battling that pitch off. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two on, three in, time called.
Go ahead and get him right here, Braden.
Stubblefield, Overhauser, and Todd have all three scored.
There it is.
Curveball just misses.
Yeah, they got him.
That delayed call, the way that umpire hunkers down, I thought, oh, mercy. Montgomery County, they score three, they strand two halfway through the sixth inning. Bath County leads 7-3, bottom of the sixth after this. Stay tuned.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bath County dodges a big bullet there. Montgomery scores three, though.
How many times a guy make good play and come to lead off the inning? And what's he do? Lines it into right
field. Line drive into right
field. You got to hustle. You got to hurry.
I was going to say, they'll pull one of those Paul O'Neill plays where you get thrown out from right field. Roos is three for four now, three singles.
You know what I've noticed with him lead off is he's not up there trying to kill the ball. He's just hitting it where it's pitched. You know, that was a good piece of hitting,
hitting that ball.
Outside fastball, hit it to right field.
Courtesy runner is Braden Crouch in for Roos's. Roos's, the pitcher, now gets a courtesy runner, so Donahue comes in, hit by a pitch, singled and scored, struck out. One for two with a run scored. There's a little flare into right field. Camping and squeezing is Kaba. Crouch retreats back to first base. Bath County one in the third, one in the first, three in the second, three in the fifth. Montgomery answers with three in the fifth. That's where we stand. A four-run difference, 7-3. Bath County up. Brings up Jay Smith, who popped a short two-run, two RBI double, and a smoking line drive to the third baseman. Good outside corner, swung on and missed strike one.
Some kind of curveball that time. Jay's kind of out in front.
Big smile on his face. Down a strike. Isaiah Williams on deck for Bath County with one on, one out. There's a towering fly ball into right field. The second baseman makes the play. Getting back in.
Don't know if that was fair or foul, but it's a good play by the second baseman. It ran a long way and caught it right on the foul line.
Covered a lot of territory, did Braylon Lambert for the put out. Crouch had to, again, went about a third of the way. Had to hustle back, so Isaiah Williams, one for two with a single in the first, popped to short in the second, walked and scored in that three-run fifth. Isaiah has been a hot stick.
I'm going to go ahead and call this one. Base hit to right field.
Wouldn't be the first of the season. Catcher setting up outside. Pitch at the knees on the outside corner. Strike one to Isaiah. Corbin Sorrell due up. He's also one for two. Sacrifice fly in the first. Single and stolen base in the third. That pitch gets past the catcher. Runner advances to second base.
The wild pitch enables the speed-up courtesy runner to get to second. So he's in scoring position with two out.
So if Isaiah does turn you into a soothsayer with a punch into the right center gap, off on contact, we'll see if he scores. That pitch stays inside. Another curveball over the head, 2-1 to Isaiah Williams. Bath County, 7, Montgomery, 3, 2 outs, 1 on, bottom of the 6th. That pitch high and tight, 3-1 now to Isaiah, with Corbin Sorrell on deck. Roussas, a leadoff single, followed by a fly ball to right, and a pop-up behind first base that second baseman Lambert did a great job. There's one off the handles to Lambert. Doesn't field it cleanly, but chases it down. A 4-3 putout. A leadoff base hit goes for naught. 6 innings complete. Bath County 7, Montgomery County 3, top of the 7th. After these messages, stay tuned.
For your health care, remember the word local. I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell,
and I'm Lauren Rout Otis, pharmacists and sisters at Family Discount Drugs,
Owingsville's only locally owned and operated pharmacy.
Call us at 674-6979 and let us take care of you to become part of our family.
We offer delivery to all of Bath County, Mount Sterling, and Frenchburg, and our drive-thru makes pickups easy.
Family Discount Drugs, 60 Slade Avenue, Owingsville.
Sisters that take the time to listen and care.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Welcome back, high school baseball. Bath County 7 runs on 10 hits. Montgomery 3 runs on 5 hits. Top of the 7th, Montgomery will send Kaba 9-1-2. We'll see if Stubblefield bats again. He came in the 6th inning, batted for Mays. 9-1-2, that's the positions that Kaba, Mays, and Overhauser initially field. Roussas in his second inning of work. Donahue pitched 5, gave up 3 runs, 5 hits, walked 2, hit 1, struck out 2. Donahue in good control until that 6th inning. First pitch fouled toward the Bath County dugout, strike 1 by the third baseman, Jamin Kaba. Actually, he started out at third, then he moved to right field when the pitching change occurred, down a strike in this 7th. There's a smash.
Uh-oh. Straighten up and throw.
5-3 put out. That was a line drive to the glove side of Bath County third baseman Corbin Sorrell.
Kind of had a little humpback on it, but it was
diving quick.
Diving down quick and drops off his glove, but not far enough away. Good strong throw to get the first out.
Stayed with it. Good throw. One up, one down. Stubblefield batting for the second time. There's a ground ball. That's fair down the third baseline. Should be extra bases. Is not, though.
Good job getting it in. Plus Montgomery down four. Don't want to run himself out of an inning.
That ball pulled right down the third baseline. Stubblefield 2 for 2 here today. Overhauser, fly ball to right, popped up to the catcher, hit by pitch and scored in Montgomery's 3-run sixth inning. That not a looping curveball, Coach, but it had a lot of motion on it. I don't know if he's working on a slider or what the case is. Strike one, though, to Overhauser from Roussas. That's a straight fastball.
Just get down,
right up
get
the
down
middle.
Second. Don't.
The flip, good job.
Good job, Brock.
That pitch off the glove of the pitcher. A 1-6-4 fielder's choice.
So Montgomery down to the last out. Good job of Brock that time. You know, you're not going to turn two on that one. You just catch it, make a good flip to the second baseman. Beatles covering and get the lead runner.
Donahue had it lined up, but it went off the glove of Roussas. Donahue had to stop and fall back to his right. Curveball skips in the dirt. That allows Overhauser to move to second base. Again, the Cats up 4-7-3. 1 in the first, 3 in the second, 3 in the fifth. Montgomery scored all 3 of theirs in the sixth. 2 outs. That run at second base. Oh, my goodness gracious. That is the third time that time has been called in what appears that the pitcher was in his motion. Now, that time, Roussas did the right thing, went ahead and threw the pitch the first 2 times. Once was Kofer. Once was Donahue for Bath. They kind of held on to it. There's a smash down the third baseline. That one's to the fence. So an RBI double. Back-to-back base hits as Overhauser scores. 7-4 now.
Montgomery still battling. You know, really, right now, Roussas doesn't look like he's throwing as hard as he normally does, but he hadn't had the proper warm-up either. I don't think he threw in the bullpen any before he came in. But all we need is 1 out.
So Jacob Todd, an RBI double, plates the 4th Montgomery County run, 7-4. Again, 1 out away from winning the game, so the runner at second is not your worry. It's this next out. Whether it be Leach, who is at the plate right now, or Doar, who is on deck. First pitch out of the zone, ball 1 from Roussas. Roussas came in the 6th after 3 runs scored. Runners at 2nd and 3rd slammed the door. That pitch looked like it stuck in his hand a little bit, ball 2. Roussas did a fabulous job in that 6th to shut the door and stop the bleeding. There's a good curveball, drops in there. 2 balls and 1 strike to the cleanup hitter, Eli Leach.
That's 2 hits, as you
two
said.
2 for 3. Yep, and 2 RBIs. The 2-1 out of the zone, 3-1. Cats need 1 more out. To beat the border rivals from Montgomery County. Montgomery needs 3 to tie, 4 to take the lead. There's a ground ball up the middle. The throw, not in time.
What a play.
Donahue ranged deep in the hole behind second base. An infield single. He did glove it and make a throw.
Yeah, he laid all the way out on that ground ball. Caught it up with a good strong throw, but Leach beats it out, bang, bang.
Brings up left fielder Braden Doar, who doubled his last time up. First pitch high, ball 1. So runners at the corners. Things tightening up a little bit. 7-4, Bath leads over the visitors from Montgomery County on this celebratory night. That Ooh. Pitch stays inside. Door jumps out of the way as we celebrate the 1974 state tournament quarterfinal team, of which my partner Roy Wright was a crucial member. There's a fly ball into right field. Good play over there. Man. Making a good play in right is Clay Razor. Montgomery County, they came back to put on four in the sixth and the seventh, wind up falling short. Final score, Bath County 7, Montgomery County 4. Ooh. That's the ball game. We'll have post-game highlights, stats, post-game awards. We'll visit with Coach Armitage, that and so much more as our baseball game of the week broadcast continues. Stay tuned.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Ooh-wee, what a game, Roy.
Oh, it's fun.
Man. Bath County starting pitcher Brock Donahue in control those first five innings. Montgomery County came out in the sixth, did some damage, added one in the seventh. Not enough, though, to be victorious today over the homestanding Bath County Wildcats. Bath County, 7 runs on 10 hits, stranded 6. Montgomery County, 4 runs on 8 hits. They stranded 6 also. Bath scored 1 in the first, 3 in the second, 3 more biggins in that 5th inning. We mentioned how big those 3 were. Truer words never spoken. Otherwise, we'd still be playing. Montgomery, 3 in the 6th. 1 in the 7th, final score, Cat 7, Indians 4. What a game.
Very good game. Donahue pitched well early, kind of either run out of gas there in the 6th or just lost control because he was pitching behind most of the batters in that top of the 6th. So give Montgomery County some credit. They could have laid down and went home a loser, but, you know, you always try to find positive sometimes in losses, and the way they battled, I like the way they battled. But Bath County comes away with a win. Bruce's comes in, shuts the door by getting 3 outs after Montgomery had scored 3 and had 2 on. That was big. Bath County had some big hits tonight. Bruce's 3 hits at the plate. Colton Carpenter, 2 hits. Just a very well-played ball game. I don't know how many errors. Very few.
I didn't see any by either team.
Okay, no. I don't think there was. So, good win for Bath County. I kind of said about the Ira Kilmer and the opening argument, you know, get the lead early. It was important, and that's what we did.
Sure was. Bath County, again, one in the first, three in the second, cruising along 4-0. Put three more in the fifth, cruising along 7-0. All of a sudden, the bats from Montgomery County woke up, put a three spot on in the sixth, one more in the seventh. That's the final score, Bath 7, Montgomery 4. Ira Kilburn, final verdict. We talked about that, sponsored by Ira Kilburn, attorney at law. We said if the Cats were going to win, they need to get that early lead because both teams this season had not had the most success offensively. But now both teams did their job today, put the bats on the ball, especially toward the end of the game for Montgomery County. If you need legal counsel, legal representation in court, paperwork done, legal expertise, Ira Kilburn, attorney at law, a good man to know. Stay tuned during our post game. In just a few moments, we will have final stats. We will have the Downtown Athletic defensive play or player of the game, R.L. Caudill Construction offensive play or player of the game, Elite Excavation Dig Deep Award, Schwartz Mowing Unsung Hero, that and so much more. Our post game continues right here. Final score, Bath County 7, Montgomery County 4.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is Cable Wright.
And I'm Clark Kissick. We are loan officers here at the Owingsville Banking Company.
We would like to wish all athletes participating in spring sports at Bath County good luck.
We are your Bath County Bank with offices on Main Street in Owingsville, Miller Shopping Plaza, and Bethel.
Come see us for all your banking needs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How can you improve the health of your calves before and after they hit the ground? By feeding BioReg Plus consistently to your herd. Not only will it help the cow, but it improves the calf's survivability and performance by improving colostrum quality and immunity by 18%. BioReg Plus was created by a producer for producers large and small. Remember, gut health is an investment, not an expense. Contact Southern States Owingsville Service today and ask how BioReg Plus can help your animals.
Hey, Wildcat fans. Are you looking for a reliable excavating company for your next project? Elite Excavating and Contracting is a local business based out of Owingsville, Kentucky, and serves surrounding counties. We are experienced and fully insured. Be sure and call Elite Excavating and Contracting for your next project at 606-336-2042. Again, 606-336-2042. Remember, Wildcat fans, we will show up. Go Cats.
Bath County head coach Patrick Armitage joins us here on Press Row, the game that we celebrate, the 74 team. We had Coach Moore up here earlier, so you've got big shoes to fill holding that microphone. We'll let you and Roy recap this game, but a good win for the Cats.
Important, I thought, Patrick, to get the lead early, and that's what we did.
Mm-hmm. Well, we hit the ball, and, you know, we've had some criticism of not being a good hitting team, but I've said all year that we've got the ability to be a very good hitting team, and, you know, it's all about aggressiveness, finding our pitch, and, you know, not getting deep in counts, you know, not going down 0-2 and 1-2 and trying to be a hitter 1-2, 0-2. We switched our lineup around a little bit. I think it's worked. Guys are getting comfortable. I've took some pressure off a few guys, and I feel like tonight we got ahead and, you know, kind of put them away early. I thought we could have scored more runs because we left guys on base early, and it could have been even better. But, hey, when you go in 7-0, and, of course, I know Brock started to get a little bit tired there. His pitch count got up, and he hadn't thrown in, like, 11 days. So, you know, and it was an outstanding performance he had against Fleming County. So we knew that he may not be able to go 100 pitches or he may not be able to go 7 innings, but there's a happy medium there, and I felt like he earned that right for us to roll him out there in that sixth inning. And he pitched a great ball game. He kept him off balance. So, you know, we were happy with our hitting. We were happy with our pitching. And with this weather, we don't know when we're going to play again. So tonight may be it for us. We just don't know.
that was good to get Braden in there as well. And I liked his approach from the leadoff spot. As you see, his swing's different.
And it's these guys, I mean, I feel like I've coached them since they were diapers, and maybe I have, but they're, you know, from a mental aspect, there's little things that we can do as coaches, and Cable and I talk about this all the time, that can get the most out of them from time to time. Like, you know, when he was in that four spot, he's thinking, run production, I've got to hit gaps, I need to hit a dinger occasionally, and he's not that hitter. He's not a home run hitter, and he's a doubles hitter, and he puts a ball in play. But in that leadoff spot, it's took pressure off of him. Like, I've just got to get on base. That's all I've got to do is set a table. Jace is hitting 1,000 behind me. All I've got to do is just get on base. And then Corbin, who's been our leadoff hitter for 2 or 3 years now, has moved down to the five hole. He's still stealing bases. He stole his 29th base of the season tonight. He's still running in that five spot. His at-bats have looked so much better. He had a base hit to the gap in right field earlier tonight, so I feel like we're maximizing him. And it's amazing how just a little tweak can switch things up mentally with these guys. And I feel like they bought into it. I know neither one of them really wanted to switch, but they have. And it's actually put us in a position to score a few more runs. The bottom part of our lineup, mid-bottom, is starting to hit, which makes us a completely different animal. And I've been impressed with us for these last week and a half, 2 weeks. Even though we got shut out in Raceland, we played. They're my favorite team in the region because of how they play. And anybody wants to go back and watch that game on YouTube, the Bath-Raceland game from this, you know, past week, we played them hard. And, you know, we just happened to run up against one of the best pitchers in the region. And I feel like Braden is one of those guys, too. But, you know, we're playing pretty good baseball at the right time. And, you know, even though Montgomery County's not having a great year, any win over them is a good one because we know what kind of program they've got.
10 hits today. Like we put the bat on the ball. We had a lot of 2-strike hits, so that's something I like playing, too.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that we struggle with as pitchers is making a pretty pitch 0-2 and then somebody getting a base hit on it. We need to be that team that takes advantage of their mistakes. And I think they left a few hanging out over the plate, whether it be curveballs, and we hung in counts. And instead of hitting 0-2 and 1-2, we got it up to 2-2, where we were getting a decent pitch to hit, and I thought we made hard contact and took advantage of it.
The rest of the week, what we got?
We got West Carter tomorrow night. It's a 7 o'clock start. It's an oddball deal. They're having awards night. We've got a trip up there. We're playing at 7. It's supposed to rain. They're wanting to get it in. They're saying they're going to get it in regardless. They're going to tarp and cover, and we may play a 9 o'clock game tomorrow night. So, you know, there's a chance we'll get it in. We did not want to roll the dice with Braden. We want to get him a little bit of work tonight. He's on 3 days rest. He threw 98 pitches on Thursday. So, you know, we've got about 4 arms lined up for tomorrow. Then we've got an off day on Wednesday that we desperately always need. And then on Thursday, we got a JV-only night against Powell County here. And I think that's very much needed for our young guys, even though we had 3 of them go home tonight sick throwing up.
Oh.
And on Friday night, we finish up at home. It's special needs night here at the ballpark against Fairview. That'll be a varsity-only 6 o'clock game, weather permitting. And that wraps up our regular season. We got a district meeting tomorrow at Sherry's Pizza. We're going to figure out when we play Fleming County at Fleming County. And, you know, what date and what time we're looking at.
So it is at Fleming. That is 100%.
Yes, 100%. And it's probably on Monday. I mean, everybody else is playing theirs on Monday around the region. So I'm assuming we will be as well. But that would put us on Monday the 20th. Not sure which game we would have, early or late. But it's, you know, it's starting to wrap up. And, you know, these guys are winning close games. I thought the game against Nicholas County was super competitive. We fell behind 3-0 early. Jace hit a home run, ties it up. We get in some type of battle with them back and forth, and we're able to win in the bottom half of the 7th inning. So this team's winning in different ways. We're using 5 or 6 arms that are throwing strikes and being competitive. And, you know, they just did their job. A good crowd tonight. I was so glad to see that 74 bunch here. That means the absolute world to me. Roy, we've had 3 coaches in 34 years, and you're one of them. Brock's the other one. And, you know, this position means the absolute world to me. And to be able to see those guys on the field for Coach Moore. And, you know, every time I see Coach Moore, I think about Coach Smoot. And I think about him starting the program back in the early 60s. It transitioned. They played a lot of good baseball, a lot of great players that we don't hear about anymore. Transitioned into the 70s. Coach Moore, Coach Labor. And then, you know, we had a couple coaching changes there in the 80s. And then it rolls around to you. And then to Brock and me. And, you know, we're just trying to carry on y'all's legacy. The groundwork that you guys set back in the 70s, I tell these guys about it every year. I hope they're listening to me every time I talk to them because it was a great time. And, of course, my dad graduated with you guys. He didn't play baseball, but he was at all those games, and he knew he grew up playing Little League with y'all in Pony League. And so I heard all the stories about how good you guys were. And so there's a lot of respect there. We're just trying to pass that on for generations. It's been 50 years, and I know that makes you feel really old.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it's been that long.
But you look like you still play, Roy.
Yeah, I can still hit. Just can't catch it.
I know.
But I'm going to speak for the 74 team and Coach Moore. We appreciate y'all setting this up and doing this. And, you know, we're not getting any younger. But that, I may get a little teared up myself. And that meant a lot to me, too. And I'm sure all those players felt the same way.
Well, when I look across those, I mean, I've heard stories on every single one of those guys, and positive stories, you know, not just silly stuff.
I've heard some other stories too,
but I forgot about those. I remember the good ones, but, you know, when I see John Wesley and I talk to him out there, and he tears up, and he's thinking about his dad, and I know how he coached you guys, and I know, you know, how your all's family coached you all, and your dads, your uncles, your cousins, and, you know, I know a lot of those boys are from Salt Lick, and that means a lot to me, being a freckle-faced kid from Salt Lick. It means a lot to come to Owings and be successful. And, you know, but it's one of those things that's the only time we win. And, you know, we're doing everything we can do in our power to get back. And, you know, we've kind of we've built this team from scratch just like you did. Every player on our team is from Bath County. You know, we've grown up here. We've worked them here. We try to keep them together. We try to keep them playing. And there's 17 kids in this senior class that have played on our team since 4 years ago. We could have had a 17-man class. That's how many were in this grade that played baseball.
Boy.
And we finished up with nine.
I mean, how many of these guys are 2-, 3-, 4-year starters that we've called their name many times in the last few years on the radio?
And those are things like Corbin and Jace came up as seventh graders and practiced with me. And then we had the COVID year when they were in eighth grade. So, they were starters as eighth graders. Logan Holley was a starter in the eighth grade. He was going to play in the outfield. And then, you know, you put 4 years of high school with them. And, you know, we never say we're throwing this team out here on autopilot. But there's a lot of times where you can just roll the balls out there and they're going to make plays. And, you know, at the end of the game there, the conversation between Braden and Jace as your pitcher and catcher, it's unbelievable, you know, just how they're synced together and, you know, how they're, you know, they're feeding off each other. And these guys fight and argue and go back and forth. But at the end of the day, they know this game. They've studied this game. They've played it at a pretty high level. And, you know, for us to go to Raceland and scare them, and, you know, we're in the bottom of the sixth inning tied at zero, and, you know, for us to play competitive baseball against good schools, it says a lot. They've won 25 games. They've, you know, they're battlers. And, you know, they're leaving a legacy behind. We're going to have a young team next year. We're going to have guys that don't have a lot of experience. But this bunch here has showed them how to do it. And I feel like late in ball games, you know, those are the guys I want on my side.
I'd want every one of them on my side. I like the way they play. Seem like they're all coachable kids and listen and want to do good. But good win today, Pat. And again, 74 team appreciates everything that you all done and how you honored that group. And got one more week of regular season and district next week. We'll see you at Plymouth County.
It was so good to see everybody. Thank you all for coming up as always, and we'll see you come district time.
All right.
Yes,
thanks. That's Bath County head coach Patrick Armitage. Bath County a winner today over Montgomery County, 7-4. Bath County 10 hits on the day. Montgomery County finishes with 8. Bath had a 7-0 lead. Montgomery scores 3 in the 6th, 1 in the 7th. But, Jeff, all in all, a good day for Bath County.
A good win, you're exactly right. We talked about in our pregame, both these teams had identical records against common opponents. All three of them defeated Nicholas, Paris, and West. Both of them lost to Estill and Round, so we knew it was going to be a good, oh, good one. Let's go ahead and finish up. Let's do our postgame stuff. We already did our Ira Kilburn final verdict, sponsored by Ira Kilburn, attorney at law. Schwartz Mowing, unsung hero. We pick a player out that does a few things that maybe don't show up on the scorebook, or maybe they do some things a little bit on the unexpected side. I appreciate Schwartz Mowing Company for being part of our broadcast sponsor team. What about our Schwartz Mowing unsung hero?
You know, Clay Razor.
Yep.
Last play of the game.
Yep.
Maybe a game saver.
Yep.
Not playing in right field. Maybe the only time I think he had another ball hit to him. But came up with a big play running down the right field line. Montgomery had already scored one to make it a three-run game, and that was a tying run. If that ball gets past him, we may be tied up. So unsung hero, Clay Razor, today.
Congratulations, Clay, and again, thank you very much to Schwartz Mowing for sponsoring our unsung hero. Elite Excavation, brand new this year. Brad Weaver joined our sponsorship family. He's got Elite Excavation. We've got the Dig Deep Award, and we try to find somebody who, at a certain point in the game, decides they needed to dig deep and get something done.
Boy, Braden Russo's. Did he dig deep there? Came in.
Yeah, man.
7-4. two runners on, nobody out in the top of the sixth. Montgomery had all the momentum going for them, and he gets a pop out to the catcher and back-to-back strikeouts to end the sixth. He does give up one run there in the seventh, but dig deep award Braden Roosis today.
Brad Weaver, thanks to you and Elite Excavation for sponsoring that. Downtown Athletic Club defensive play or defensive player of the game. Coach, what you got?
I'm giving it to the whole team. I have zero errors.
Zero errors.
And how do you pick one out? Some of them had a lot of good plays. Sorrell at third and short, some plays. Brock, when he was at short, had some good plays. Beadle at second. And then you just go around the whole infield. Colton Carpenter, a play or two there at first.
Chase had a couple pop-ups behind the home plate. Them are tough to make.
Outfield played solid. How do you pick one? You just got to give it to the whole team.
We thought maybe you were going to pick the umpire staff for the plays of the game, but not to be the case here today. Last but certainly not least, we say that because we have someone behind us. The R.L. Cottle Construction Company offensive play or player of the game. Appreciate the Cottle family and all they do. Working with Bath County Athletics, not only as coaches, players have been in the Cottle family. They've helped maintain the fields and build the fields. What about the offensive play or player?
I've got two. I'm going to let them split it today.
Yep.
Colton Carpenter,
I'm with you.
Two line drive hits, scored two runs. Braden Roos is at the leadoff spot, 3 for 4, scored two runs. So, there's 5 of the Bath County 10 hits out of those two players. So.
And both those guys got RBIs, too. Carpenter wanted his RBI double. There in that fifth inning. Bath County winds up victorious over the visitors from Montgomery County. What a game. What a dandy day. Listen, any day you're at the ballpark is a dandy game. I'm telling you what, win, lose, or draw. If you're out here and you got blue skies and green grass and a little bit of brick dust, it is a fun day to be at the ballpark. That wraps it up from here. Bath County victorious. Final score, 7-4. Over the visitors from Montgomery County. Special thanks to our studio crews, Jeff West in Mount Sterling. Hannah's in Owingsville taking care of things on WKCA. From here at Press Row at the Bath County High School Athletic Complex.
Sounds good. We'll see
good
you
night,
next Tuesday.
Go all Reds. Right. Come on. Let's pick it up, Reds.
You're listening to the broadcast voice of Bath County High School Sports. Today's game, a service of Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank Owingsville, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Elite Excavation, Family Discount Drug, Furniture World Superstore, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank Owingsville, Porter Group Insurance, Howe Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Shorty's Quick Stop, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. More real country music is headed your way on 97.7 FM and WKCARadio.com.